The task force will get to the bottom of a long-awaited question. How many Indigenous people are missing or murdered in Montana? Right now, no federal agency keeps comprehensive data on that. Attorney General Tim Fox selected a member of each of Montana's seven reservations and the Little Shell Chippewa Tribe to serve on the task force. It was created by Senate Bill 213, or the Looping in Native Communities Act, which was sponsored by Jason Small of Busby. It was one of a handful of bills that passed last legislative session relating to missing and murdered Indigenous people. One of the task force's responsibilities will be awarding a grant to a tribal college to look into this. The grant will be to create a statewide database on missing or murdered Native Americans.
We need to identify what the scope of the missing Indigenous persons in Montana looks like.
That's Deputy Attorney General Melissa Schlicking. She's one of the 11 members on the task force.
And to do that, we need to make sure we have an accurate count of the number of missing people.
The bill notes that most missing or murdered Native people don't make it into any kind of federal database right now. The task force will have its first meeting on June 11th in Helena. The next day, the State Department of Justice and Attorney General's office will hold a training session about how to handle missing persons cases. It's open to law enforcement and the public. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.